Welcome to Destination Vacaville, brought to you by Visit Vacaville, the city's official voice for tourism. I'm your host, Melissa Reeves. In every episode, I will introduce you to the people and places that make visiting Vacaville such a unique travel experience, like seasonal adventures, agricultural tourism, family activities, craft beer, culinary delights, wine country, and more. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Destination Vacaville, let's go! If you're from Solano County or visiting the area and need a coffee fix, chances are you have found your way to Journey Coffee and one of their amazing locations. Today, my guest is owner Mornay Van Staden. Mornay, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thanks, Melissa. So glad to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. So first, let's talk coffee. Tell me a little bit about the coffee shops. You've got quite a few now.
Yep. We have our original location still on Alamo location, and a lot of you guys are familiar with that one. We have another one on Chadbourne in Fairfield. That's where a lot of the magic happens. We have our roasting facility there. And a lot of locals, if you've not been there, go and check out. You can see the roasting. It's a really cool sight to kind of watch everything happen. And then we also have our roasting there, and we have our bakery there. And it's a really great location with a meeting room if you need a space to go meet with a group. And then we have our One Lake location, which is if you want to go relax and chill out at the lake. I don't know if you've been there, but it's got a beautiful lake and a community, a beautiful aesthetic building that's there known as the Glass House. And then we have the theater that just opened up about a year ago. It's named Journey Downtown, and it's a full theater. We are running shows there all the time and comedy shows and a lot of community activity. And then we have just opened our library location right next door, which is a whiskey and wine bar.
Well, it sounds like you are do not have enough to do in your life.
I have four kids too, just side note.
Busy, busy guy. So how'd you get into the business of coffee?
So we moved here to California actually for an aviation career. And that ended, unfortunately, with a tragic death, the gentleman I was working for. And we, my wife and myself, looked at each other and we said, man, what are we going to do? Like, we moved all the way across the country. My career has kind of ended abruptly as a pilot. I knew I didn't want to go into commercial aviation. And so we just brainstormed and said, well, what do we want to do with our life? Like, this is kind of a fresh start as a young married couple. And we just said, we love people, we love community, and like, can we make a living with doing something with community and loving people? And the conversation that kept coming up with my wife was, people always go to coffee shops to hang out and be community. And it's kind of one of those businesses that some people frequent daily. Not a lot of other businesses, you get to see people every day, you know? So we decided, okay, well, let's look into this whole coffee thing and see if we can build some community and love people with coffee.
Well, you've definitely built something really incredible for our community. And, you know, I have to tell you, it was quite the jump for you to go from the smaller coffee shops into a theater. What made you want to go in to take on that venture?
Well, a couple of things. You know, our mission is to rejuvenate and restore genuine human community. I mean, just like if you have a home, when you have a larger home, it's kind of really a great place to entertain people and gather people. And it creates an environment where people feel comfortable to just hang out and fellowship. The theater was a place where I felt like we could make that happen, where we have a great large space, especially coming out of COVID. A lot of people would have said, man, that's a crazy thing to do to buy a theater, you know, just as COVID's ending. But again, it was part of our mission to rejuvenate and restore community. And so we felt that this location could really do that, you know, hosting a lot of community activities there. There's a lot of groups that we've come to know that need spaces to meet. You know, we have some special needs moms that meet every week in the cafes. And, you know, they outgrew the cafe space because they just needed more room. We have different groups like the Rotary Club and the Soroptimist groups that have just needed community space that don't necessarily have funding to do that. And so we just really felt like that this theater could accommodate a bunch of community needs, as well as have some great entertainment and fun with the community. And the downtown Vacaville needs a bit of revitalization. And we really want to be part of helping revitalize it. And one of the ways to revitalize it downtown is to get people out there. And we have the biggest space downtown. So to be able to get 200-300 people down there will hopefully be part of the revitalization, not just of community, but our downtown as well.
Well, we definitely appreciate that. You know, our downtown is such a gem and such a draw for our visitors as well. And so having that beautiful theater sit empty for a number of years was very heartbreaking. So we're so grateful that you came in and took the theater over. You did mention that you're doing a lot of events there. Tell us about some of the events that you have coming up at the theater.
Oh, man. We have a couple set up. We just finished two great events. Romana Vieira, which is an international Portuguese artist, that we had on Saturday night. And then on Friday night, we had a touring artist, Above the Stars, as well as touring band Sanctus Real, who absolutely just killed it. I mean, lights, sound, cameras, like great. What a great night for downtown Vacaville. And then coming up on Friday, November 18th, I have Buck Ford. I'm sure you guys all are familiar with him. And there's going to be some line dancing as well available at his concert. So make sure you guys come out. You can go to journeydowntownvenue.com to find more information about tickets. We also have an open mic night competition for anybody to sign up on November 19th. And then a really big hit, we have December 10th and 11th. We have a Neil Diamond Cherry Cherry Christmas show. And he came out in August and did a Neil Diamond tribute, and absolutely amazing, incredible show. So if you guys didn't make it to the August show for Neil Diamond, try and make it out for the Christmas show. He's making very special song arrangements that you've never heard before of Neil Diamond's songs. He's a great storyteller as well as a great songwriter. So try and make it out for Jack's show. It's a Neil Diamond Christmas on the December 10th and December 11th.
Very fun. Well, I love the eclectic mix of shows and performances that you have going on. And you have local performers going on as well, right? Some of the local groups perform at the theater?
Correct. Yep. We don't have too many coming up in December, but I know just recently, well, the weekend before, we had the School of Rock and Live Music Center, local music schools who performed. And then we also had another local band that did a Prince tribute show. All of those were local musicians as well.
Oh, very fun. And I know that all of our local performance groups are so grateful to have the theater as, you know, a place that they can perform and show off their talents as well. So, Mornay, all of those shows sound amazing. Tell me a little bit, are they all ages shows? Are these family-friendly shows? Who can come out to these?
100%. You know, it's actually very interesting. A lot of people ask me a business question on, like, what are the demographics that you target for your business? And I'm like, man, we love all people. So we have demographics all over the place. So yeah, family nights, like we have some salsa nights that happen as well. And it's been really cool to watch, you know, some people have brought their kids and they're dancing with them. You know, every now and again, there has been an adult night, like 2-3 weeks ago, there was a comedy night and it was said uncensored. So, you know, as a parent, it's kind of up to your discretion if you're going to bring your kid to that. But the kids are welcome to come. But hopefully parents are wise enough to go like, oh, uncensored's probably not the one for the kids.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So how about plans for the theater? What is kind of your long-term vision and the plans for the theater?
So I'm very excited about the future of the theater. You know, when we bought this theater, the first thing we had in mind was to have consistency in the theater, which it's never had before. So we've opened the cafe. We've had a consistent cafe open. We have consistent events happening, not as many as what I would like, but we also wanted to be wise with getting them right and getting a rhythm. So now we also knew that when we opened the theater, that this is going to be a community effort to make it work. I mean, we've had very wealthy people trying to make it work, and we've had very experienced people trying to make it work. So it's not a one-man show that's going to make this theater successful. And so we've been very grateful for some of the people who have been helping and supporting us, whether it's just coming to volunteer or, you know, helping us with maintenance things that are coming up. But now very excited to announce officially, just actually about a month ago, Onstage Vacaville has partnered with us. And I'm not sure if you're aware of Onstage Vacaville, but they have a passion for the arts. and a passion to help support, you know, all kinds of different arts and performances in Vacaville specifically. And they're partnering with us to really help us put on some great shows, helping us with funding, and also to help those who maybe can't afford to use the theater, even like some of the local artists who would like to perform here and maybe don't have the funds to help rent the theater. OnStage is going to help with that and the marketing. And it's just a partnership that I'm very excited about with OnStage Vacaville. So I think we are going to kick into gear some really exciting stuff in the next year.
That is so exciting. And we've had Lisa on as a guest as well, talking about OnStage. And so I'm thrilled to hear that she's able to resurrect OnStage Vacaville and that you two are able to partner. That seems like a beautiful partnership.
Very, very excited. Such an incredible group of people.
So we cannot miss your newest venture. Clearly, we talked earlier, you don't have enough to do. So I'm so glad you took on another project. Most people will probably know the building as the old Carnegie Library. It was the chamber building and it's been a couple other things, but you have taken that space over as well. And what are you doing there, Mornay?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm just kidding. That just looked like a great idea, you know?
Yeah, it's a cool space.
No, you know, the one day I actually walked by the library as I was kind of dreaming about what downtown could look like. And, you know, I looked at the patio and it was just empty. And I said, man, how cool would this be if this place was full of community and people? You look at a lot of other downtowns, you know, and they'll have a corner space just like this that is buzzing with people and a great atmosphere and great environment. And I'm like, man, I wish we could make something happen here. And at that time, Sonoma Brewery was still here. And a week later, Shay McGuire was like, hey, would you be interested to take over the library? I was like, oh, gosh. So anyways, with thinking with Shay and dreaming and going like, you know, what could this look like? We came up with the concept of a whiskey and wine bar. And there's not a lot of places in Vacaville where we get to just be community. You know, you go to a restaurant and that's great, you know, but you'd have to go and leave. So we wanted to create a space where people can come and hang out. And I mean, last Sunday, there was a couple who came at about 12 o'clock and left when we closed at 7 o'clock. So, you know, they felt like, hey, we could just come and be here. And another part of our vision is to be there for those people who have no family in town, nowhere else where they are in community because they work from home. After COVID, they've kind of transferred. So kind of the coffee shops for them has been their place to feel like, hey, we have a family and a place to hang out. And I wanted to create the same thing in the evening time where people who are single or single parents, or that's a safe place as well, you know, to come and hang out and just be part of a bigger community. And then we also have a product that is phenomenal. We have some great whiskeys and great bourbons, great tequila options and vodka options and great gins. I never was a gin drinker, but unfortunately now I am, and that's not a good thing. And then great international beers and international wines. It's a really large selection of about 300 different items that people can choose from. And then the environment's just cool to hang out. So I'd like to invite everybody to come on out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come on out and come hang out at the library.
Awesome. Well, we're very excited about that space. You've done so much to rejuvenate downtown. What about the pizza component?
Oh, man, I can't believe I forgot the pizza.
I know. You can't forget the pizza.
Thanks, Melissa.
I need to drink and eat. I can't have my gin without some food.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know, I ate pizza about 3 months in a row.
every day.
So maybe I'm trying to forget about the pizza just for a second.
Right. Well, I'm bringing you back.
Okay. Yeah, it's a brick oven pizza and all locally sourced products that we use on there. We have a great pepperoni pizza with the hot honey. So that's one of my favorites. If you want to come out and try that.
That's my husband's favorite. He's going to love you for that.
The pepperoni with the hot honey?
Hot honey. He loves the hot honey.
I would never have thought. I'm not a savory and sweet person, but my wife was the genius on that. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. I can
it's
be.
So good.
You know, we have a couple of appetizer options as well if people don't want a full pizza. So it's a great place to just hang out, grab a couple bites to eat and mix it with some wine and beer. And then I know you were involved a little bit with the purpose. Melissa, I think you were out for some of those, right?
I think we were. Yeah, we were.
So really cool fact, when we had to wait for our ABC license, we decided to do something with the patio. And we raised over $50,000 for nonprofits in those 2 months doing a Pizza with a Purpose fundraiser. So that was really cool.
Well, again, Mornay, you and your wife and your team have just done incredible things for our community. We love that you've given us places to hang out and to eat and to caffeinate. We're super grateful to you and, again, your amazing team that makes it all work. Remind people again where they can get tickets for any of the events at the theater.
So if you go to journeydowntownvenue.com, there is a link there for all kinds of events, and just click on that. Also, if you need a space for any private parties, great options at the library. There's also a link on there to book any private events for the theater or for the library as well.
Christmas parties, it's time to plan those.
That's right.
Excellent. And I think, you know, I'm not sure if there are any other vacancies downtown, but if you need another project, I'm sure we can find something for you.
Oh, gosh, no.
Everybody's got one side of pain covered.
Everybody's pointing across the street to the post office and they're like, hey, are you? And I'm like, no. All done. I'm done.
You're done.
But we'll see.
Well, congratulations on all your success. Thank you so much for all you do for our community and for bringing these amazing spaces to Vacaville and rejuvenating our downtown. We're super grateful. And I'm grateful to have you on as our guest today. Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa, and thanks for all you guys do to help support everything. It's definitely a team effort, so thank you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mornay. Thank you so much for listening to Destination Vacaville from Visit Vacaville, the city's official destination marketing organization. For more information on the people and places covered in today's episode and ideas for trip planning, head to visitvacaville.com. Music by Kurt Gellerstad. And thank you to Flores Podcast Consulting for their work on this and every episode of Destination Vacaville.